AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
As always, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, looking at our stories. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama, has assured that the cedi remains one of the strongest currency globally despite seasonal pressure and a slowdown in remittance inflows. Speaking at the opening of the Monetary Policy Committee meeting today, Dr. Isiama said the central bank is working to address challenges affecting the cedi. He urged the public to remain confident as the bank stands ready to safeguard the stability of the cedi.
Despite seasonal pressures and a moderation in remittance inflows in recent weeks, the cedi remains among the strongest currencies globally year to date, appreciating by about 21%. Despite seasonal pressures and a moderation in remittance inflows in recent weeks, the cedi remains among the strongest currencies globally year to date, appreciating by about 21% as of September 12th. The cedi now ranks alongside high performers such as the Russian ruble, the Swedish krona, the Norwegian krone, the Swiss franc, the euro, and the British pound. This outperformance reflects prudent monetary policy. It also reflects effective liquidity management at the central bank. It reflects fiscal consolidation, and it also reflects increased foreign exchange inflows.
Dr. Johnson Isiama is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. The Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, is asking the Bank of Ghana to take a relook at its 5% charge on some foreign currency cash withdrawals. According to them, the directive will negatively impact on the operations. Speaking to Joy Business, Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association, Chiona Mapelu, said that the Association will be engaging the Bank of Ghana on the directive going forward.
The regulatory authorities must always consider the feelings of the Ghanaian industry. It's important that they put themselves in our shoes and see how burdensome all of these financial obligations are. Because otherwise, on one hand, the government will be saying that they are really promoting private sector, which we trust them. On the other hand, their actions are distracting us from doing same. And so really, this is the trust of our submission. And we are hoping that the central bank will have a second look at this and come back to us. We've got a very exciting working relation with the central bank, the governor and his team. So I'm sure that we would have a conversation in our next regular breakfast meeting that we.
You heard the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries, Chiona Mapelu, speaking to Joy Business there. Away from the central bank, the Food and Beverages Association has revealed that sales have dropped by some 70% this year as current liquidity squeeze impacts on the purchasing power of consumers. The association has also highlighted how the current depreciation of the cedi could result in some price hikes in the coming months. That is, if the situation does not normalize soon in relation to the cedi's performance. John Awuni is the chairman of the Food and Beverages Association.
Businesses are struggling and really under tremendous pressure because most goods in the market were sold on credit and basically at a lower exchange rate to the Ghanaian consumer. So if this happens, the negative effect in the country will be very, very, very massive. And I don't think that the government will be very happy to just get this thing done and get its goodwill that is enjoying corroded or taken away. And just as the current state of business sector is very, very bad. The city is depreciating. Businesses are running at serious losses. The GRU will begin to realize that monthly sales return of VAT of businesses are kind of low.
John Awuni is the chairman of the Food and Beverages Association. Now, the Minister of Energy and Green Transition, John Jinapo, has charged chief executives of companies producing petroleum products in Africa to take drastic action to tackle challenges facing the industry. According to him, issues of infrastructure and technology must be a priority of concern to members. John Jinapo made the call in an interview after the opening the 7th African Petroleum Producers Organization Conference here in Accra.
How can we leverage on our hydrocarbons, particularly gas, to ensure that we have access to electricity? And in Ghana, we have master plan, which says that we should push a lot of our gas towards electricity and ensure that we have affordable energy for the people of Ghana. And it should not just be Ghana, it should be extended to the rest of Africa. So if I were to advise them, we should collaborate, we should integrate, we should work together, we should learn from best practices and ensure that the revenues that we get from oil is used judiciously for the betterment and welfare of the vast majority of Africans. In some countries, they depend on oil for more than 70% of their revenue, and yet the people do not feel the benefit of the oil resource. That, for me, is very, very important.
John Jinapo is the Minister for Energy and Green Transition. And to some other stories, Societe Generale Ghana has donated a fully furnished solar-powered digital library to the Osu-Salem Road Basic School in the Greater Accra Region. According to the Managing Director of SG Ghana, Hakim Ozani, the initiative forms part of the company's corporate social responsibility aimed at supporting education while promoting sustainable, impact-driven projects. The digital library project was executed in collaboration with TechAid and Salted Energy.
This initiative is really in the heart of what we do in terms of corporate social responsibility. We support this school. We are doing other kind of activities. We don't forget that as a bank, our main activity is to support the economy, to finance the economy. And under this financing also, we are giving a privilege to all solutions of financing which are supporting projects which have like sustainable development goals, sustainable initiative, green initiatives, power efficiency.
Hakim Ozani is the Managing Director of Societe Generale. Education technology is more than just tools and platforms. It is about solving real problems, closing gaps in access, and raising the quality of teaching. Speaking at the EdTech Stakeholder Forum 2025 in Accra, Programs Director at Meltwater Entrepreneurial School of Technology Africa, Olufemi Adewumi, emphasized the significance of technological interventions in enhancing education in Ghana and across Africa.
We're really behind in education for many reasons, including infrastructure, traditional issues around preparing our teachers properly. Technology we have seen has been able to help Africa move much quicker than we would have moved and develop quicker. For example, we know the GSM technology has helped Africa to leapfrog communications development. And so we think EdTech is able to help Ghana leapfrog the education development space by bridging gaps, like where there's not enough teachers, for example, EdTech can come to fill the gap.
Still listening to the Joy Business Report. Kasona Global Imaging is set to relocate its operations to a new ultra-modern facility in Laboni designed to enhance customer experience and showcase advanced medical equipment. Speaking at the Midray DR System product event known as the X-ray Workshop, sales lead at Kasona Global Imaging, Gladys Tete, said the center is designed to give clients the chance to experience the full range of medical imaging equipment firsthand.
This is a very exciting progress that we've made as a company. We've moved our office, or we are going to move our office to Laboni. It's a new ultra-modern facility where we're going to house the equipment that we sell so that our potential clients can come in here, see the equipment, experience it. We'll be able to show them everything that the equipment can do. This machine is an X-ray machine. Everybody think an X-ray machine is just basic, but no. It's very important that you have the right equipment in your facility. The human body absorbs radiation. So if you don't have the right equipment that has what we call strong x-rays, you see that the body will absorb it. Our equipment has what we call the strong x-rays, and it will prevent a lot of radiation absorption by patients and also radiographers who use the equipment.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.